and Karen Carthy is here with the latest news headlines.
Voting in general election 2024 is underway. Polling stations across the country opened an hour ago and will remain open until 10 o'clock tonight. More than 3,600,000 people are eligible to vote across 43 Dáil constituencies, and counting begins tomorrow morning. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehan.
Voters will today decide who fills 173 of the 174 seats in the next Dáil, as the Ceann Comhairle is returned automatically. There are more than 680 candidates running in this election, and since the beginning of the year alone, over 400,000 people have registered to vote. The Electoral Commission is advising people to only use numbers when filling out the ballot paper so as not to spoil it. You do not need to have your polling information card when you go to vote. However, you should bring a valid form of personal identification, such as a passport, a driving licence or a public services card. It is not permitted to take a photo or a selfie inside the polling station. When the polls close tonight at 10 p.m, the results of the RTE Irish Times, TG Cahir, Trinity College Dublin exit poll, which is carried out by Ipsos BNA, will be available.
And there will also be a special programme on the exit poll on RTE2 television beginning at 5 to 10 tonight. The findings will be announced and discussed from 10 o'clock in a special edition of The Late Debate on RTE Radio 1, presented by Colm O'Mungoin, and at the same time on The Late Late Show, when host Patrick Kielty will be joined by two of the presenters of the Behind the Ballot podcast, Katie Hannan and David McCullough, along with Jennifer Bray, political correspondent with The Irish Times. Éireann Aron has said a major signalling fault disrupted DART and some commuter services shortly before 7 o'clock yesterday evening. On this programme, Barry Kenny, communications manager with Éireann Aron, said work to repair the fault was initiated immediately.
We were working to rectify that and it started coming back at about 10 to 8. The fault occurred at about 9:15, so that did affect a smaller number of services later on, but we have rectified it now. Obviously, it was very disruptive to the people that were affected by it, and we apologise to them for it.
There have been clashes between police and pro-EU protesters in the former Soviet Republic of Georgia. Riot police used pepper spray and water cannon against the demonstrators. They had taken to the streets after the government suspended moves for Georgia to join the European Union until 2028. A standoff took place in the capital, Tbilisi, with demonstrators erecting barricades and setting them alight. The consumer watchdog has begun legal proceedings against a number of retailers around the country for alleged breaches of sales pricing laws. The Competition and Consumer Protection Commission said customer protection officers will be inspecting discounts on offer during the Black Friday period to ensure they are genuine. Our business editor, Will Goodbody.
2 years ago, new regulations on sales pricing were introduced here to increase transparency and ensure discounts are real. During online sweeps carried out by the CCPC during the 2023 to 2024 winter season, including the January sales and Black Friday period, alleged breaches were identified. The Commission said the retailers included those in the electrical, cosmetics, furniture and clothing and footwear sectors. It said those traders are now being prosecuted by it, with the first wave of cases due before the courts in January, with further prosecutions expected to follow. The news emerged as the Black Friday weekend gets underway, with retailers seeking to woo shoppers in search of bargains. The Commission said it will have consumer protection officers out inspecting discounts on offer to ensure they are genuine and is asking people to report any suspected fake discounts.
A woman in her 80s has died in a road crash in County Laois. The collision involving two cars happened on the M7 at Barras and Ossory shortly after 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon. And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. From HVO biofuel compatible condensing boilers to heat pumps and underfloor heating. Trust Grant to heat your home. Visit grant.ie.
It'll be breezy and wet at times. Outbreaks of rain in the west and southwest will spread countrywide by midday. Drier weather with sunny spells will extend from the southwest this afternoon, and highest temperatures will range from 11 to 14 degrees.